Well, Springfield Little Theater will host the world premiere of a new play by local playwright Sandy Lee Johnson, who is here with us along with her director and husband. They're directing the show, and I think you said doing scenic and lighting and set builder and everything else that they need you to do. That's John Johnson. The play is called Styx, and it's being performed next weekend, October 10th through the 13th, at the new Judith Enyard Reynolds School of the Performing Arts for Springfield Little Theater, the SLT new education facility at 237 South Florence. Sandy Ashley is playing, I guess you're playing the lead role, right? Jizz and Gypsy the lead?
Yes.
Okay. Did you specifically write the show for yourself, or did it just kind of turn out that, you know what, I could play this, and I'm going to do it?
Several years ago when I wrote the play, one of the driving forces of writing the play was the fact that I didn't feel like there were enough plays starring older women.
Well, yeah, and that's plays, TV shows, movies in particular. Yeah, that's it's hard for actresses above the age of about 35 to really get a lot of good work and good roles. And so
yes,
good for you for coming up with a script that works for that. Tell us about what the show is about. I mean, we can sum it up with the line, close-knit friends can often help each other find the bliss in everyday life. But I'd like you to go into more detail about what the play is about, who Gypsy is, and what her situation is.
Gypsy owns a little knit shop called Sticks and Stones, and she sells yarn and beads, and it's her little dream. She is a part of a group of five friends consisting of four women and one man who everyone identifies as a gay man, and he seems to identify himself as a gay man.
Okay.
And they've been friends since high school. Two of them, Gypsy and Dorcas, are cousins. And they are the two main characters in the play. And the play talks about things from marital affairs, midlife crisis, menopause, to
knitting.
Knitting is the setting. And they are sassier than you think two little ladies in a knit shop would be. But it also talks about not putting people in boxes, not labeling people to make things convenient for yourself.
There's another character named Glinda.
Yes.
She's sort of she's not the Wicked Witch of the West by any means. She's the she's the Good Witch of the East, you might say, if she's a witch at all. She's, anyway, sort of a magical older lady.
Yes, because you have to remember these characters grew up in the era of watching The Wizard of Oz on TV
right.
every year when they were little. The Wizard of Oz meant a lot to them, and this lady seems to enter their lives, and her name happens to be Glinda.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we get into the fact that this play is written in magical realism.
Can you define magical realism? What do you consider that to be?
We're looking at a setting that is reality, real people's lives. These characters are real people, and yet some magical things happen to them, especially when they're struggling or even when they're trying to choose joy and happiness in their lives.
Now, there are even flashbacks to their high school years, right?
Well, I like to say flashbacks are better than hot flashes. But one of the reasons I chose to have them flashback to their high school years is to give them a direct look at what you used to be like when you had energy all the time, when you never let hope run out, when something bad happened to you and you found a creative way around it with no problem. You just went for it and you never thought about being afraid or about failure.
The whole play is about keeping happiness, hope, faith, creativity, and love alive in your life, no matter how old you are. So
exactly.
It you could, I guess, a little theater is saying that it's rated PG-13. So it's an adult show. It's a show, a play written for an adult audience.
Yes.
Performances are next Thursday through Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. at LT's education facility. Now, John has been there all along. Now, you are directing the play. Did Sandy just basically say you're going to direct us, or how did you get involved?
Well, it first became involved with it almost a year ago when we did the initial stage reading of the production.
Right.
And then Sandy took about a year then to rewrite, do some corrections based primarily on audience interaction, audience reaction, suggestions from others that had good ideas on how to restructure the play.
It's always good to do live tryouts, isn't it?
Yeah.
Exactly. And then I became involved then as the director. We had the auditions back in August and became involved in that point, and I made her audition. I needed to see her do the character on stage,
right.
Interact with the other group members that are there. So it's been a process of a little over 2 months now. We've done a lot of rewriting. We've done a lot of adding. We've done a lot of cutting. Again, as you have live actors actually reading the roles and moving around, you find things that work and things that don't work. But it's been a fun process dealing with a new play where you have the ability to do that.
Right.
Many times you're limited to the script, or you should be. The author has obviously thought, should I put the or a here as a particular adjective? But we have the ability with this particular production to have the playwright right there. So making quick corrections and additions or deletions is a spur of the moment right when it's happening.
Now, this is the premiere of the play as it now stands, Styx. And do you consider it still a work in progress, or...?
I think it's pretty close to where I want it to be when I really heavily pursue getting it published or getting it produced in other cities.
So not published yet. So this really is a chance for Springfield audiences to experience something literally brand new. Tickets are $8 for students and senior citizens, $10 for adults. And how many people can be seated in the theater?
200.
About 200. Okay. So there are Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday are four performances. The Thursday through Saturday performances, October 10th and 12th, all at 7 p.m. And then there's an afternoon matinee on Sunday the 13th at 2 p.m. You can call the education facility at 413-ACTS, A-C-T-S, or visit springfieldlittletheater.org for information. But you can also, I would recommend visiting springfieldlittletheater.org to actually purchase the tickets, or you can go to the Landers Theater box office at 311 East Walnut. That's 869-1334. So where do you hope to be able to take this play once you see it up on and get it performed for the first time up on stage and get through a successful production?
I'm pursuing getting the script published,
right,
for sure. And then there are lots of resources that can lead you to playhouses across the country that are looking for submissions for shows they want to produce.
And no, you haven't done that yet.
No, I have not done that
hanging
yet.
Hanging back from that just yet.
Because the key things had to happen, the staged reading and then actually having the play itself staged.
So if you want to help with this process, get out and see Styx at Springfield Little Theater's education facility, the Judith Enyart Reynolds School of the Performing Arts for Little Theater at 237 South Florence next Thursday through Sunday. Call the ticket office at the Landers at 869-1334 or visit springfieldlittletheater.org. Well, that is Sandy Johnson, who wrote the play Styx and is performing the lead role, Gypsy, and husband John Johnson, who is directing or has directed. At this point, your work should be, once you get to the 10th, your work will be done, and it's up to them. But also scenic designer, lighting designer, set builder, and life coach, and just whatever. So
absolutely.
All right. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you,
Randy. We appreciate you.